Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Michelle Hayes Grisham's book, God Loves You, a book to read with your child, she lets every child know they are loved and to also remind the parents they are loved as well. Beautifully illustrated at the back of the book and notes to let children and adults learn more about God and the love and wisdom He has for us in the Bible. Michelle is a passionate Christian, born in Brazil, Indiana, moved 30 times due to her stepfather being in construction and her husband being in the Air Force. From an early age, she learned to accept change and be content wherever she lived. She was born premature, has struggled throughout her life with a weak immune system and unique health problems, was born with a tied tongue, and that speech impediment brought teasing from others and a lack of confidence. It took decades before she realized God had given her spiritual gifts. It wasn't until she took a spiritual gifts assessment test and saw her gifts in black and white that she believed she had value and something to share. She has a bachelor's degree from Simpson University and a certificate in women's ministry from Northern California School of Women's Ministries. She's led a chapel service for many years at a mission for homeless women and children and mentored some of the women in drug and alcohol recovery. Also author of Life Lessons from God and How to Show God You Love Him, Michelle Hayes Grisham, author of God Loves You, a book to read with your child, is our guest via Skype on This Week in America. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you, especially after COVID. To see people without a mask is a blessing.
Yes, and that's the way we are today. And there's so much to talk about with the great work that you've been doing with your books. And the theme of all three has been God. Why has that been important to you to focus your books on God and gear the books for young people?
You know, there is so much information available, and sometimes we forget to stop and learn the most important information, and that is God's love for us and His wisdom for us to help us learn how to live the best life possible.
Michelle Hayes Grisham, our guest on the program. Her book is available at thebookpatch.com. I'll give you that throughout the program, and you can find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's start and talk about each book individually, although we're focusing on God Loves You, a book to read with your child. I want to mention the others. Life Lessons from God. What was the motivation, the inspiration for writing that book?
I provided a chapel service for the women and children at our homeless mission, and also mentored some of the women in the drug and alcohol recovery. And two of our beautiful young women had graduated program. They were doing well, and they fell back into their addictions. And both of them gave up on themselves and ended up dying in needless ways. And so out of a mother's heart, I wanted to encourage others, because I understood that when you're down, you sometimes think you lose value, that you're worthless. And I was bedridden for a year when I was 34, and the prognosis wasn't good. And I know that I too would have committed suicide if I hadn't been a Christian. And it took going through that year of sadness and despair and feeling worthless to learn that God said I still had value, and everything good inside me was still there, and I could listen and love and hug. And so I wrote the book to encourage young people and everyone. When life gets hard, and it will, you know, God does not give up on us, and we shouldn't give up on ourselves, and we shouldn't give up on others.
And life, as you say, that it did get difficult for you. That gives you such credibility, believability when you're telling that story, because you have been there. And I'm sure you're able to open many people's eyes when it's like, well, wait a minute, what Michelle is saying, she's been through, she knows the struggles, and it gives such value to your lesson. The book, that book is Life Lessons from God. Book we're talking about, God Loves You, and I love the subtitle, A Book to Read with Your Child. Why did you decide to write God Loves You?
Well, I think everyone needs to know and be reminded that there is a God and He loves us passionately.
And that book is available along with all of her books at thebookpatch.com. And we'll have that throughout the program, and we'll have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the other book that you've written, what was the purpose for How to Show God You Love Him? What was the motivation behind that book?
Well, love should always be a two-way street, and God loves us so much. And so the way for us to show that we love Him is to obey His commandments. And His commandments, by obeying those, gives us the best life possible.
Why do you think it is that God allows so much pain to happen? And it went through your life, and so many people go through downtimes, and they begin to question that. Why is so much pain allowed to happen, do you think?
You know, God loves us so much that He didn't make us to be robots. He gave us the freedom to choose the path that we want to go. And very often, we or someone else blows it, and they do something wrong and hurtful. And it's because of that that there is this pain. And I have learned that if we don't go through pain, we don't understand how to help other people who have gone through that pain. And so very often you find that those hard times that God allows you to go through grows you, strengthens you, makes you better equipped to help other
Yes.
people who are also going through those struggles.
What is that like when you are able to reach out and to help other people? What does that feel like that, okay, there is a purpose in my life. I went through what this person is going through. I can help them. That has to be a great feeling of satisfaction, of gratification, when you're able to do that, to offer that hand because you've been there.
Yeah, I have often thought, you know, early on in life, you kind of, when the bad things happen, you say, why God, why me? And now when things happen, I think, wow, God, what are you going to do with this? And He always does something wonderful through it. And but you have to make that choice when you go through those struggles, whether you're going to come out of it bitter or better.
With us on the program is Michelle Hayes Grisham. Her book is, well, three books available, all of them at thebookpatch.com. And if we'll give you this information as you're Googling it and trying to get all the information, the three books, Life Lessons from God, How to Show God You Love Him, and God Loves You, a book to read with your child. In the book you talked about, Life Lessons from God, it contains a chapter about fear. That's something that so many of us struggle with. How do you handle fear?
Well, I experienced an attempted carjacking about 25 years ago, and I had four men, a large gun pointed right at me, and I thought I was going to die. And so miraculously, some men came and they ran off, and it still left me with this lingering pain of being out after dark, being alone, which I often am. And so I struggled. And so I decided, okay, God, you got the wisdom. Tell me how to deal with this. And so through reading through the Bible, I learned that God is always with us. I felt Him with me in the car when I thought I was going to die. I had a peace just before I thought I was going to be shot. And so I thought, how do I keep that peace? How do I accept this chaotic life? And through the study of what God has done throughout eternity, you realize He loves you, He sees you, He cares. And I've learned that God is still in control, and there will come a time, and we determine what our end is. We determine where we'll go. Will we go to hell? Will we go to heaven? And once you realize, I am a child of God. I'm saved. Jesus paid the price. And so you realize whether you live here on earth or whether you die and go to heaven, you've got this win-win life. And so people may kill you, but they can't take away the eternity that you have waiting for you. So on this side of heaven or the other, I've got it made, and I'm thankful and content for where God has me.
And to share that message with others, which Michelle does in her series of books, it's Michelle Hayes Grisham, our guest on the program. Books available at thebookpatch.com. That information on our website. Why do you think, especially now, I would say, people really need to know about the Ten Commandments? Why is that something we really need to focus on, especially now?
You know, there is so much instruction in life, but the Ten Commandments are the prime. They're the big ten because they tell us how we should live our life. And God loves us so much. It's like a loving parent, and he's guiding us with this love letter, this novel called the Bible. And he tells us how to best live that life.
Michelle Hayes Grisham with us on the program talking about her books. And it's interesting, God's values, and they're different from man's values. And you just maybe touched upon that a little bit with talking about the Ten Commandments. How are they different, do you think?
You know, I think as humans, we kind of strive for things, values like education or wealth or power or leisure. And God's values are so much different. His values are our character, our attributes. And in the Bible, God and Jesus teach us what those are and how to live that out. And so those values, we sometimes they're referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm going to read those off because I don't want to miss one of the nine.
Certainly.
So those attributes that they call the fruit of the Spirit include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if we learn to do that, our lives and everybody around us would be so much better.
With us on the program, as I say, is Michelle Hayes Grisham. By the way, the video version of this, we're recording over Skype video. You'll find it at YouTube. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on the icon there for videos, and you'll see our actual interview with Michelle. Currently, the ebook you're offering for How to Show God You Love Him for a $1 download charge. You're not going to get rich doing this. Why is it so important for you to share that message? Because this is affordable for everybody that can really get a little inspiration by doing that download. Why is this important to you to get that message out there?
Well, my illustrator, Sheila Preston Ford, and I discussed this. And, you know, now is such a nervous time for so many with the COVID and worrying about life and death and protests and riots. And so it's really the perfect time for parents to be able to talk with their kids about how they're loved, about having peace in the midst of the chaos. And so we don't make a penny off of it because we wanted as many people as possible to be able to get that ebook and share it with their kids, and so that they can have the peace that passes understanding, even in the midst of the chaos, and to not have that fear of dying when you know that God has planned this wonderful eternal home in heaven for us.
Michelle's books at thebookpatch.com, and we'll have that on our website as well, so you'll be able to link on directly and get that information. The three books we're talking about, why is it so important, do you think, that people read these books, and what do you want people to learn from your series of three books?
You know, these I've written down because I get excited and nervous and I'm afraid I'm going to forget something. So there are five things that I hope they get from these books. Number one is there is a God and he loves us deeply. And Jesus is God's son. He came to show us how to live and then die to pay the price for our sins. Then Jesus rose from the grave. He's already defeated death and defeated Satan. And when you ask him and invite him into your life, that Holy Spirit will come and guide you in right thoughts and right living and good ways and not selfish ways. And I'm so thankful you mentioned our books are available through thebookpatch.com. And also, if they want to contact me, you're welcome to do that through my email at authormhgrisham@yahoo.com.
And I'll spell Michelle for you. So if you're like Googling, Michelle is M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, dash Grisham, G-R-I-S-H-A-M. And the link is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As Michelle said, the book's available at thebookpatch.com. What are you working on now? You've done such an excellent job with these three books. Do you have a book project you're working on?
My next thing is to actually just write why I know there's a God. I want to do it as just a one-page handout. Everybody's so busy, you know, they're sometimes intimidated by a book.
Yes.
So I often pray for divine appointments. And on almost every flight I've ever been on, God seats me beside somebody who's searching or aching. And to just have something, a simple thing to say, hey, I've experienced God. I know he's real. I know he loves you. Let me introduce you and, you know, try to introduce them to the Bible. It's not an overwhelming thing. It's a book. It's a love letter. And just to draw them to Jesus as I was, to know that there's a plan and a purpose for your life and you do have value. And I hope that whoever reads or hears our books will be blessed and drawn closer to God.
The title of the one book, God Loves You, A Book to Read with Your Child. Talk about the importance of reading these books and books with your child. I mentioned in the beginning, this is something for a child to learn and discuss, something for the parents as well. Sometimes we get caught up in the hectic day-to-day activity and sort of forget our place in God's world. Why is it so important to read with a child, especially a book like this?
You know, our kids are exposed to so much things on TV and the media that would cause fear. And so I think, you know, when I grew up, every Sunday we were in church. And so you got to hear those Bible stories in Sunday school and vacation Bible school. And life is so hectic, sometimes there's not time to stop. And so this book is to introduce kids right off the bat. Hey, this world didn't come from a big bang. It came from a creator called God, and he loves you. And so most of us who become Christians do so between the ages of 4 and 14. Matter of fact, 85% of us, that's the age when we're open to receive that information. And so we want to make that available to families, to kids, to learn at an early age, there is a God, there is a Jesus and a Holy Spirit, and they want to help you through life. And they want to help you live in peace and joy, even in the midst of this chaos that sometimes happens in our world.
In getting the message out there on your books, you've been working with Reader's Magnet. What has that experience been like? Now you're not just the author, you're the publicity person. You're out there doing marketing as well, the other phase of the publishing industry, the publishing business. What's it been like working with someone like Reader's Magnet?
You know, that has been wonderful because my life is very busy. You think when you're retired, you're going to have all this time. It's like, oh no, there's always many things to take that up.
Yes.
Helping my mother-in-law, helping our daughter. And so they've taken that stress, that pressure over things I don't know where to contact. And so they got me involved with this interview. Our books will be at the virtual book fairs they have this year because they can't have the regular ones. So our book will be in LA and New York. And so it's things I couldn't do on my own. I don't even know how to do on my own. So they're the great place to help you get your information out without having to read up and become knowledgeable on that in the midst of life too.
Well, Michelle, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Our guest has been Michelle Hayes Grisham. Her three books, Life Lessons from God, How to Show God You Love Him, and God Loves You, A Book to Read with Your Child. All of these are available at thebookpatch.com. Link on our website to get all of that information. Michelle, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much. Continued success with all of your writing ventures. Thank you for sharing this with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity and for being able to share the joy in the midst of the chaos right now. And so it's wonderful to be able to say there's a God and he loves you and, you know, get to know him and have that peace and calm in the midst of this life, because that's what he wants for you.
You do that so well in your books. Our guest, Michelle Hayes Grisham, you'll find information on Michelle's books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.